Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in our world. And so today we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of breath prayer. Breath prayer is an ancient Christian practice where we use a short, repeatable phrase, aligning the first half of the prayer with our breath in and the second half of the prayer with our breath out. We do this over and over for a period of time. During breath prayer, we are intentional to stay focused on the prayer itself. And as we begin to wander in our attention, as will naturally happen, we gently return to focusing on the words of the prayer. Most commonly, this practice is prayed silently within, but it can also be spoken out loud, it can be sung, or even said as a chant. And so feel free in the expression of this practice. In Psalm 51:10, David prays, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Today, we will allow this to become our breath prayer. This prayer may particularly resonate today if you find your heart weighed down and your spirit losing steam. As we breathe these words in and out, we both acknowledge the current state of our hearts and we ask God to breathe fresh life into us. God cares about these things and desires to renew us. And so I want to invite you now to begin to cultivate stillness within. Take some deep breaths. If you aren't already, become aware of God's presence with you, God who loves you and is so tender toward you. I'm going to give you 5 minutes for this practice, repeating over and over, "Create in me a pure heart and renew a steadfast spirit within me." If you would like to spend more time than that, you can always press pause. And so I invite you now to begin breathing in and praying, "Create in me a pure heart," and breathing out and "renew a steadfast spirit within me." Amen. I encourage you to return to this practice this week. Perhaps as you drive in the car or take a walk, maybe if you find yourself experiencing anxiety and need to take some deep breaths, allow the words of this prayer to integrate into your very breath. Now may you, my brothers and sisters, know that even when your heart is heavy and your spirit downcast, the God of the universe is near and desires to walk alongside you, giving you exactly what you need. Peace be with you.